Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
God's pleasure in our relationships. Last week, we talked about God's pleasure in our good work ethic and our good attitude about work. We have a God-implanted craving to do excellent work because God is an excellent worker. We also said that although we would all like to have the job that was wonderful, even the crummy jobs deserve our best attitude and our best effort. This is very much the same for our relationships. We would all love to only have relationships in our lives that are energizing, fulfilling, and win-win, but the reality is that many of our relationships may be the exact opposite of this. Jesus said our love for others would show the world that we are His disciples. Oh yeah, and the love we show is supposed to be a 10 on the Jesus love scale. See John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Why? Because that's how Jesus loved us. Now, it is an extraordinary thing for one to give his life even for an upright man. Though perhaps for a noble and lovable and generous benefactor, someone might even dare to die. But God shows and clearly proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One, died for us. Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8 in the Amplified Bible. Remember we said that God is love? But love needs to have both a lover and a beloved, someone reaching out and someone receiving. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so God is relational. The Father loving the Son and Spirit, the Son loving the Spirit and the Spirit loving the Father and the Son, all loving and promoting the other. God is also happy in this relationship. Because we are created in God's image, we have a God-implanted craving to love and to be loved, to have meaningful companionships. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 and chapter 2, verse 28. Remember that Jesus was all in for us so that we could have this love relationship with God. The same passage calls us to have the same attitude as Jesus had, but we can also back up just a couple of more verses to find out what fuels the relationships that satisfy our craving for companionship and please God. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Those characteristics include being like-minded and striving to find agreement with others, having the same love as Jesus demonstrated, being one in spirit. This unique Greek word reminds us we all have immortal souls. As C.S. Lewis reminded us, it is a serious thing to live in a society of possible gods and goddesses, to remember that the dullest and most uninteresting person you talk to may one day be a creature which, if you saw it now, you would be strongly tempted to worship, or else a horror and a corruption such as you now meet, if at all, only in a nightmare. All day long, we are in some degree helping each other to one of these destinations. Being one in purpose, giving up selfish ambitions as we trade me for we, not indulging in vain conceit but thinking more highly of others, being humble, always striving to find the win-win. When Alexandre Dumas wrote The Three Musketeers, his musketeers have been given a famous line, "All for one, and one for all, united we stand, divided we fall." This is actually quite biblical, because the Bible only has saints in the plural form, never in the singular. And the Apostle Paul reminds us, "And if one member suffers, all the parts share the suffering. If one member is honored, all the members share in the enjoyment of it." 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 26. God is pleased when our attitude about our fellow saints is all for one and one for all. When all the saints love and nurture the individual saint, and when each individual saint loves and supports all the other saints. We were created for this. We crave this. God is pleased when we live and love like this. And this is the only way we will experience the joy of God's favor on our relationships. If you've missed any of the other messages in our series called Craving, I've shared a link in the show notes to all of those messages.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.